Oh, it's absolutely amazing. Like, to have, obviously, first of all, to have my parents, my girlfriend, my close friends down supporting me, cheering me on. That's amazing in itself. But then obviously with the boys, as all of us haven't played in front of this amount of fans before. And to have people who, you're hearing stories week after week now, people who had nothing to do with Manx football up until FC Alamein came down and a neighbour told them about it, or their friend told them about it while they're doing a shop. And it just gets more and more, and then the numbers multiply, and at the minute we're getting 1,600 plus week in, week out. It's fantastic, and it gives all the boys the extra 10, 15 minutes in the legs at the end of the game.
It's the age-old saying in football, you take it a game at a time. There's still a long way to go in the season yet, but in terms of the way you've started 2022 at the moment, if you can continue this, just how far do you think you guys can go?
Well, obviously, you put a cliche in there, so I'm going to put mine in. We've got to take a game at a time and not look too far ahead. Obviously, the ambition has to be trying to get into the second and third spot to get that home advantage in the playoffs. We're comfortable that we do think we are going to solidify a playoff spot at the minute, but the target has to be second or third, because we want to play in front of our home friends in a big semi-final playoff game, hopefully in April, come April, and the weather will be nicer, it'll be a good atmosphere, and get even more fans down for the game.
And not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as well. The likes of yourselves as players, you've been going out to the likes of schools and football sessions around the island and really engaging with some of the youngsters as well. Just how much of a positive influence do you think FC Isle of Man as a club is having on Manx communities?
It's amazing. Like, you speak to some of the parents of kids who are playing for the under 12s, under 10s, all different age groups, and the kids are constantly talking about it. They know our names. I have a few of the boys, like myself, have had a few Instagram messages off some kids after games congratulating us and talking all about how they can't wait to play for FC Isle of Man. So seeing things like that is amazing for the boys, and it gives that, once again, that added motivation to keep doing what we're doing and trying to be role models for the lads coming through and set an example for them, basically.